The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers approached him. They stood at a distance, raised their voice, and saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Today is such a special day for our country as we as Americans pause to thank God for all the blessings that we've had in our lives. And God willing, today we'll gather with people that we love. That's what we're doing right now. You've made a conscious decision to begin your Thanksgiving day by coming here to Mass, to give thanks to God for all that he's done in your lives. Today is a day that we gather. We celebrate all that God has given us. We celebrate who we are as his people. And God willing, today, we're going to eat some really good food, God willing, right? I love Thanksgiving. It's actually my favorite holiday. I have so many wonderful memories gathering with my family and just celebrating life. But today, as we gather, we're reminded that the greatest blessing that we have in our lives is the gift of Jesus Christ. And my friends, no matter how blessed we feel today, or how hard it may be, no matter where you are in your life journey, the greatest gift that we will ever receive is knowing and loving Jesus. And as we gather this morning, we say, "Thank you, God, for all that you have done for us." And living a life of gratitude as a disciple of Christ is a decision that we must make every single day. And choosing to be grateful at moments is hard, because when we do go through difficult moments in life, it is very easy for us to focus on what is not going right. So how do we show gratitude as disciples of Jesus? And Thanksgiving is something that we should live out every day, not just the fourth Thursday in November. So as disciples, we should strive to be grateful every day by replacing negativity with gratitude. So, like today, I'm thankful that we have cell phones, right? I'm not going to be upset. I'm not even going to look. I'm going to say, we live in a time where we have phones. Right? So sometimes we're so negative and we focus on what isn't right and what I don't have. And Jesus is saying, as a disciple, show gratitude instead. It's very easy for us to be negative, to be a complainer, but it's much better to be thankful every day. So my friends, I challenge you today on this beautiful day to replace negativity with gratitude. Secondly, one of the best ways that we can live out our faith is by being generous. By being generous with what God has given us. And generosity can happen in so many different ways. The gift of who you are, your time, by being with each other, the gift of your life, by giving your life to God with your talents, being generous with your treasure. Today, after communion, we're going to have an opportunity to be generous. We're going to have a second collection today to support the wonderful group and work that our St. Vincent de Paul ministry does to help those in need. And what a wonderful thing that would be today is you said, you know what, Lord, you've blessed me. I'm going to bless others with what you've given me. So living a generous life is not an option for us as disciples of Christ. It's who we are. It's through our generosity that the gospel of Jesus gets known to other people. So I encourage you to be generous. I'd rather us all be judged for being too generous than being a cheapskate, okay? So you better bring something to your Thanksgiving meal today. And finally, the best way that we could show gratitude to God, other than living a wonderful, holy life, is by practicing our faith, by coming to Mass, by participating in the greatest Thanksgiving meal that you'll ever celebrate, which is the Holy Eucharist. The greatest act of Thanksgiving that any of us will ever know happens here at the altar of the Lord. My dear friends, we are so blessed, are we not? We have so much to be grateful for. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving Day today, I encourage all of us to thank God in a special way today for what he's done for us, and to thank God for those special people in your lives that love you and that you love. So, my friends, what are you thankful for today? Who are you thankful for? So I'm going to give you permission to talk in church right now, okay? So whoever you're sitting closest to, how are you thankful, or who are you thankful for today on Thanksgiving? Go ahead and share that with those closest to you right now. I see a lot of smiling faces. Thanks be to God. I want you to know I'm thankful for all of you. I love being a priest. I love being your pastor. I mean that. Every day I wake up, I say, thanks be to God, I'm a priest. And I love being here at Holy Family. I'm not just saying that, okay? It's an honor to be with you guys. It's an honor to pray for you every day. It's an honor to get to know your life stories and walk with you on that journey. So my hope and prayer is that one day we get to celebrate together in heaven. And we could say, thanks be to God for the gift of Holy Family, and to walk with each other on that journey to heaven together. But I have to admit, in a very special way today, I'm very grateful for our church building. Thanks be to God we're back in here full time, okay? So thank you for being the good people that you are, and no fighting with your family today, okay? Miracles can happen. And let's stand as we bring our petitions to our Heavenly Father.